bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, Ship his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, sat at meat in the house. Behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto John, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, Him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman which was diseased, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. To him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and at that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were an hungered, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? Then Jesus sent the multitude away, and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. And his disciples came and took up the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, This is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake, and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship, and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way. And his disciples say unto him, Whence should we have so much bread in the wilderness, as to fill so great a multitude? And he took the 7 loaves and the fishes, and gave thanks, and brake them, and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the 3rd day. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and were sore afraid. And Jesus and his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? If the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, All men cannot receive the saying, save they to little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, Suffer, little children, and for verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for me amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them, and said unto them, And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way, and said unto them, And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethpage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus 2 disciples, saying, And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, How soon is the fig tree withered away? And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true, and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, Ye know. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, To what purpose is this waste? Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. Peter said unto him, Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What? Could he not watch with me 1 hour? Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him, and fled. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure unto the third day, lest his disciples come by night, and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him. And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eat with publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners? And the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast. And they come and say unto him, Why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? And it came to pass that he went through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples began as they went to pluck the ears of corn. He withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea. And a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from up to his disciples, that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, but without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he went out from thence, and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse, and laid it in a tomb. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed, and brake the loaves and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship, and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him, and saith unto them, And his disciples answered him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks, and brake, and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they did set them before the people. And straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples, and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither had they in the ship with them more than 1 loaf. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Whom do men say that I am? But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him. And he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could not we cast him out? For he taught his disciples, and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the 3rd day. And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God! And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth 2 of his disciples, and saith unto them, And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter for ever. And his disciples heard it.
And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples saith unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, Where wilt thou that we go and prepare, that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water, follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, The master saith, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And his disciples went forth and came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he saith to his disciples, Sit ye here while I shall pray. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. But their scribes and Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, Why do ye eat and drink with publicans and sinners? They said unto him, Why do the disciples of John fast often and make prayers, and likewise the disciples of the Pharisees? But thine eat and drink. And it came to pass on the second Sabbath after the first, that he went through the cornfields, and his disciples plucked the ears of corn and did eat, rubbing them in their hands. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples, and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. And it came to pass the day after, that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another? And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. Then he called his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. For they were about 5,000 men, and he said to his disciples, Make them sit down by 50s in a company. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven he blessed them, and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, Whom say the people that I am? And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. Amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered every one at all things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. And he said also unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Then said he unto the disciples,
It is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. And he said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. And when he was come nigh even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. Then in the audience of all the people he said unto his disciples, And he shall say unto the good man of the house, The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, Again the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory. And his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples. And they continued there not many days. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them. And they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or, Why talkest thou with her? In the meanwhile his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, saith unto him, And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea. And the day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping, and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is an hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, He said unto them, Doth this offend you? From that time many of his disciples went back, and walked no more with him. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him, and said, Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. Then after that saith he to his disciples, Let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well.
Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. After that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, What is this that he saith unto us, A little while, and ye shall not see me? And again, A little while, and ye shall see me, and, Because I go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus ofttimes resorted thither with his disciples. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it, and said, I am not. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus, and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. After these things Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and 2 other of his disciples. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. This is now the 3rd time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples, after that he was risen from the dead. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, The number of names together were about 120. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them, and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. Then the disciples took him by night, and led him down by the wall in a basket.
And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. When it found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And there they abode long time with the disciples. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia, in order strengthening all the disciples. And when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who, when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples. But when divers were hardened, and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them, and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. And when Paul would have entered in unto the people, the disciples suffered him not. And after the uproar was ceased, Paul called unto him the disciples, and embraced them, and departed for to go into Macedonia. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. And finding disciples, we tarried there 7 days, who said to Paul through the Spirit that he should not go up to Jerusalem. There went with us also certain of the disciples of Caesarea, and brought with them one Mnason of Cyprus, an old disciple with whom we should lodge.